Welcome to this podcast brought to you by Poynter, the School for Journalism.
This is Roy Peter Clark, author of the book Writing Tools, 50 Essential Strategies for Every Writer. And this is the podcast version of tool number 38. Prefer archetypes to stereotypes. Use subtle symbols, S-Y-M-B-O-L-S, not crashing symbols, C-Y-M-B-A-L-S. At some point, all writers confront the mythic, symbolic, and poetic, which is why they need to be aware, and also to beware, that common themes of narrative writing have deep roots in the culture of storytelling. Good writers strive for originality, and they can achieve it by standing on a foundation of narrative archetypes, a set of story expectations that can be manipulated, frustrated, or fulfilled in novel ways on behalf of the reader. Examples include The Journey There and Back, Winning the Prize, Winning or Losing the Loved One, Loss and Restoration, The Blessing Becomes the Curse, Overcoming Obstacles, The Wasteland is Restored, Rising from the Ashes, The Ugly Duckling Becomes the Beautiful Swan, The Emperor Has No Clothes, Descent into the Underworld. My high school English teacher, Father Bernard Horst, taught me two important lessons about such archetypes. First, he said, if a wall appears in a story, chances are it's, quote, more than just a wall. But he was quick to add, when it comes to powerful writing, a symbol, S-Y-M-B-O-L, need not be a symbol, C-Y-M-B-A-L. Subtlety is a writer's virtue. Some of the best writers in America work for National Public Radio. The stories they tell, making use of natural sound, open a world to listeners, a world both fresh and distinctive, yet often informed by narrative archetypes. Reporter Margot Adler admitted as much when she revealed to me that her feature story on New York homeless people living in subway tunnels borrowed from her understanding of myths in which the hero descends into the underworld. More recently, NPR reported the story of an autistic boy, Matt Savage, who had become, at age 9, an accomplished jazz musician. The reporter, Margot Melnikov, tapped into the standard form of the young hero who triumphs over obstacles. But the story gives us something more. Quote, until recently, Matt Savage could not stand to hear music and most other sounds. Unquote. Intensive auditory therapy turns the boy's neurological curse into a blessing, unleashing a passion for music expressed in jazz. We use archetypes, but should not let them use us. Consider, as a cautionary tale, argues my friend Tom French, the reporting on the dangers to women of silicone breast implants. Study after study confirms the medical safety of this procedure, yet the culture refuses to accept it. Why? Perhaps it arises from the archetype that vanity should be punished, or that evil corporations are willing to profit from poisoning women's bodies. So, use archetypes. Don't let them use you. And there you have tool number 38. Prefer archetypes to stereotypes. Use subtle symbols and not crashing symbols.